Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. TSU back in action against Jackson State this week in the Southern Heritage Classic. You can hear that with pregame starting at 5:30. It'll begin on 102.1 The Ville and then shift over to 94.9 The Fan once sounds coverage is done. But we say hello to their head coach, of course, Titans legend as well. Eddie George is on the line with us. EG, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Can't complain. Just down here in Memphis, just left the luncheon, and now it's time to get ready for tomorrow and get ready to play some football.
So how did you feel? I know you didn't get the win against Eastern Washington, but your team put up a fight. I saw a lot of fight in your football team, and I know you talked about that a little bit on the Eddie George Show on Monday, but what were some of your takeaways in week one as you get ready for this week against Jackson State?
Oh, definitely. Some of the takeaways that I got from week one was, hey, you just talked about it, our resilience. You can draw up all the plans you want. You can draw up the schemes, coverages, plays, and all of that. But if your team does not have resilience and toughness, then you don't have much of a team. And that's what they showed me. You know, even when we went down, by 10, we faced adversity. We found a way to get back in the game, and we came within one stop and one drive of winning that ball game against a very good football team who's been to the playoffs, I don't know, consecutive years, 11 straight years, won 10 bowls last year. All three of their losses came by 1 point or less, I mean, 1 point. It was a tremendous learning experience for us. And some of my takeaways, for one, some of the guys that were starters, they on defense, they were injured. They weren't in the game. A lot of young guys came in and filled their spot, and our offense was able to put up points on the board. So, you know, I'm excited because I feel like the team has the most growth from week one to week two. And I'm thinking that, you know, if we do our job correctly, and if we execute correctly, if we are in the right place and we are sound in all that we're doing and we're coaching them to do, you know, hopefully we can make this a competitive game.
Talking with Eddie George, and, you know, one thing that stood out to me too, Eddie, is you were 2 for 2 in the red zone last week. What's kind of been your emphasis with your team this week of getting more red zone opportunities?
Not putting the ball on the ground. Turnovers, we were we're +2 right now in turnover margin, and that's not what I want to be. I made a goal that I wanted to lead our conference in turnover margin. We got one fumble, but we gave away two and an interception at the end. So that's a big emphasis. And to be efficient offensively, you know, our run game and all that we're doing in our run game and knowing who we're blocking is going to be key. They present defensively a challenge to us where they're very athletic, they're long, and they rush the pass rusher. You know, that's what they want to do. And we've got to eliminate being in third and long situations. We've got to shorten the field. We've got to stay ahead of the chains. We have to be efficient in our run game, especially on first or second down, get positive yards, and to keep that potent offense off the field.
Hey, before I pass the ball to Derek, you know, I kind of asked him, since you guys were playing in Memphis, if he wanted to wear his old Oilers jersey, you know, just to kind of throwback.
Hey, wear the 85 from me. I can use Derek's toughness.
We're talking with TSU's head football coach, Eddie George. Now, Coach, last week, and you talked about guys being injured and not being able to play, but you had 22 guys that made their debut, their first debut in last week's game. How, as a coach, how do you prepare them mentally for the opportunity to play in their first ever game?
Man, that's a great question, Derek. I talk about all the time mindfulness, and for us, it's just, again, knowing the details of your job. I said, listen, we want to get you physically ready. We want to get you spiritually ready. We're going to be ready to play emotionally and all of that. Where they have to take control and take ownership is the mental side of it. And that's knowing why. And here's the thing. You know, you got 22 new guys that are playing their first game. Think about when you first played. Mm-hmm. Yes, you go through practice. You you know it. But when those bullets are live, it's a completely different picture, mm-hmm. and it's fast. And you're going to see things that you typically don't see. You're going to be undisciplined. You're going to lose. So those are the things that over time you're going to have to continue to coach and reinforce over and over and over again. But the thing is, I say, listen, you know, you're going to make mistakes, but what I ask you to do is do it full speed, to do it with violence, and to do it with control. And we can coach you up on the other nuances as we go forward. So, again, considering who our opponent was and the guys that we had out there, I thought they did a great job of keeping us in the game.
We're talking with TSU's head football coach, Eddie George. They play this weekend against Jackson State in the Southern Heritage Classic. And unfortunately, am I right, Eddie, this will be the last one between TSU and Jackson State?
As of right now, as for the now. Foreseeable future, yes. And, you know, tomorrow it could be a different story, but as of right now, there's no comment on it. So we're not really going down that path in terms of that.
Okay. Now you had three guys, Draylen Ellis, your quarterback, Devon Starling, and Zach Dobbs, and all of those three guys had really good games last week. What mm-hmm. do they need to improve on this game? And that's hard to say. I know it's hard to say because these guys balled out last game, but as a former player, now a coach, you know, yep. just because you have a good game doesn't mean you still can't yes. improve.
Amen, Derek. Dude, I need you on my staff. as long as you let him off
10-2.
I'm trying to get him on my staff, man, Derek. Because you're right. You know, there are certain plays that if we do things correctly, just in your operations, like you open up 6 inches, not five, not four, not three, because that allows the running back for the quarterback, that allows the running back to come downhill to get a shoulder square. You know, having that 90 vertical step for offensive linemen. You know, the three T's we preach, having the target, tight thumbs up, tight elbows, and finishing with that. Those are the things we constantly reinforce, and that made a difference in the game. So there were times where we left plays on the field because we were not doing and not focusing on the small things. And my thing was, doing your job is just not executing a play, but doing it correctly. Doing it with perfect precision. Those are the teams like the New England Patriots, our teams and the Titans, the Ravens, the Dynasty. They, on the small details, and work it to a T. They don't cut corners. Nothing is compromised, and that's the point of emphasis. I don't care if he threw for 300 yards or 417. We didn't get the win, and here is why. So, if we want to be an elite team, that's what we have to do. As of right now, we have a 5-5 mentality, okay, and that has to shift. So that's what I've been focusing on all week. Just do your job, understand what you're doing, and do it correctly.
Talking to Eddie George as they get ready for Jackson State. So, Eddie, give us your view of the Jackson State program. It's certainly making a splash with Deion leading it up. His son looked really good against Florida A&M, just very efficient. They overwhelmed the Rattlers there. So just when you look at Jackson State, give me your profile of what he's doing there and how you guys are going to try to stack up.
Well, Deion's done a phenomenal job, one, of recruiting. He's got the right players in for the system that he wants to run on both sides of the football. They've improved their roster from last year, and they were in the SWAC championship last year. So when I look at them now, the guy that makes it go, the heart and soul of their team, is Shador Sanders. He's so efficient from the pocket. He has he is very methodical and surgical when you give him time. If you don't mix up your coverages and blitzes, he will pick you apart. So it's going to be for us to disguise perfectly, knowing what we have, knowing who we have. You can't bust coverage because he will find that mistake. He will find the holes in your defense. Defensively speaking, and I mentioned this earlier, they're longer, they're faster on both sides of the football, the defensive line in the secondary. And they pride on turnovers and putting you in third and long situations where they can pin back their ears and go hunt. So all of that, you know, being said, it's not hype. They're the real deal. They're the ranked number 15th team in the country in FCS, number one in among the HBCUs, and it's going to take a valiant effort on our behalf to do things correctly to have a chance in the fourth quarter to win a ball game.
Eddie, I got one running back question for you. Derrick Henry at the podium yesterday was talking about how he chose to put on a little more weight. Now, he's a big, strong guy to begin with, so I'm sure that was a calculated move by him. How did you try to determine, I need to put on a few pounds, I need to take off a couple of pounds based on where you were in your career? What goes into that decision?
Well, first of all, he said he wanted to put on more weight. So what is he now, 270? I mean, at 250. And, you know, running, what, a 4.4, 4.5? I mean, golly, you know, he wants to obliterate guys. I mean, but to answer your question, I think that in terms of his career, he knows his body. I think now, you know, given the situation where some of his key weapons are missing, on the outside, A.J. Brown, you have some unproven receivers that have to show that they can stretch the field and get guys out the box. He's probably had, you know, the mindset, hey, I'm just going to be hard and heavy in between the trenches, so I need to put on some more weight so I can lean on the lead defenses a little bit more. So I understand that thought process, and they're going to be looking more toward, you know, 12 personnel, more toward 13 force personnel, probably with the tight ends. And there's going to be a different-looking team earlier on in the season. And they mature throughout the season to where that chemistry between Tannehill and the other receivers are in sync to where it gets guys out of the box. So I understand that thought process.
Eddie, best of luck this weekend in Memphis against Jackson State. I know it's going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to talking to you Monday night at 6 in Peabody for the Eddie George Show at 6 o'clock.
All right. Hey, take care, Derek. Talk to you soon. Hey, Derek, also, I see a couple of your friends down here. They say hello.
Well, tell them I said what's going on down in Memphis.
Oh, yes, down in Memphis. Yes, you got that last, yes. They missed their mason.
No.
Oh, boy. They missed their
teammates. Oh, man.
I'll talk to you later on, man.
All right, Coach.
See you, Eddie. Thank you.
Boy, Eddie, the audience left to speculate.
Exactly. Y'all can only speculate.
Can only imagine.
Y'all don't know what he's talking about.
TSU head coach,
I like
Eddie
how
George.
He gives the devilish grin, too. Yeah.
I can hear it. I can hear it through the phone, that grin that he had going on. The Eddie George Show, Monday night at 6, live from 6 in Peabody. You can hear that with Jonathan Hutton right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Coming up next, your chance to win pilgrimage tickets. In our trivia question, we'll also hear a little bit of Mike Vrabel as well. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.